In Scotland, the Court of Session in Edinburgh has ruled that Catholic midwives can be forced to supervise the carrying out of abortions, a move Archbishop Mario Conti of Glasgow said contradicted Scotland's most basic freedom. On Wednesday, Judge Lady Smith rejected the case brought by two Catholic midwives who claimed that being made to oversee staff involved in abortions was a breach of their human rights. Archbishop Conti told Emer McCarthy he views the judgment with deep concern.
Well, these two midwives were in charge of a maternity ward, and part of their duties, and all their duties up until a change in management procedure in the hospital, were directed in supporting women who were having their babies. So there was no problem. They had already intimated to the hospital that they would not be prepared to work in any abortion ward or in dealing with patients who are having abortions. But the administration changes meant that some women in late terminations were put within the ward of those who were expecting their babies, wanting their babies, and so on. They were not objecting to that, but they were objecting to the fact that it had altered, as far as they were concerned, their freedom, according to the law, to have nothing to do with abortion, not to have any engagement in it. And so when this happened and they were expected to delegate, supervise, and support staff in the treatment of patients undergoing termination of pregnancy, they took a case against the hospital, asking for a review of the practices of the hospital insofar as these practices were now putting them in a position which was contrary to their human rights.
What does this mean for people who want to uphold their right to religious freedom and conscientious objection? And what are your concerns now?
I think the general concerns in the church in recent years about the way in which that right to religious freedom is in fact being interpreted. And that is one of the reasons why we're uncomfortable about this judgment. You see, the judge, Lady Smith, said, the issue they raise is this. Given the right of conscientious objection under the 1967 Act, are Greater Glasgow and Clyde Health Board entitled to require them to delegate, supervise, and support staff in the treatment of patients undergoing termination of pregnancy? Now, she upholds their right not to have any direct involvement in it. She supports them in that, but says that this delegation of supervision and supporting of staff goes beyond that which the law describes in giving them that freedom under the conscience to have no part in abortion procedures. They're saying, even to be able to be in a position where they're required to delegate, to supervise and support staff who are undertaking these procedures, is against their conscience. They believe that even though it's indirect, it's sufficiently close or sufficiently significant to what's going on in the ward for them to feel that they are going against their belief, which is a belief which they have, which is a Catholic belief and a belief of those who uphold the right of the unborn child to live. That is the difficulty. Now, when she added that the right to hold a belief was absolute, but the right to manifest it was qualified, begins to raise in our minds this whole question of this of interpreting what the right to religious freedom means. Does the right to religious freedom, is it so qualified that you could say that you can hold it privately, you can have it manifested in a church or whatever by your devotion, by you taking part in religious services and so on, but that you cannot manifest it in the public forum? Now, there may be circumstances when we've got to recognize that the manifestation of rights could be cutting through the rights of others. And you can think of examples like that, you know, where a group of people are putting others that a group of people are preventing others in the exercise of their freedoms, you know, by having a public manifestation which prevents people moving into places or moving through the streets or being able to make their own statements. But this word manifest, if you replace it by the word exercise, manifestation is an exercise of a freedom, then you're beginning to ask yourself whether the interpretation of these rights is now moving in the direction where there's other evidence that it is so moving that, in fact, it's going to restrict in practice. Certainly, the practice of the free expression of those rights, the exercise of them in the public forum, or even within the ward in a public hospital, to the detriment, if you like, of the freedom itself.
In fact, this is a subject that is very close to Pope Benedict XVI's heart, this whole idea of pushing religion into the private sphere and not allowing it to interfere with the public square whatsoever.
Yes.
Did it surprise you that these women stood up for what they believed in? It's in a very PC society that we have nowadays in Great Britain, Ireland, and most of Western European society. Did it surprise you, their courage to stand up and actually try and defend their beliefs?
Well, I think those of us who are defenders of unborn life, who are pro-life, were full of admiration for the courage that they exercised in taking this case to court, knowing that it would be, if they won it, it would be hugely welcomed by those who were in favor of their case, but at the same time hugely criticized by those who were against it. There was always the risk that they would lose the case. In fact, I'm not surprised that they have lost it simply because of the trend of narrowing, it seems to me, the interpretation of these rights, giving the excuse that they're there and you can hold them, you can exercise them, but you cannot do so in an unqualified way. The manifestation of them is qualified. And as I say, if you use the word exercise, then you can see that it could have far-reaching consequences in the way in which these rights are held and exercised. And that is the concern. It is fundamental, I said, to the functioning of society that all citizens act in accordance with an informed conscience. And when the state comes in to indicate to them how far they can so exercise that informed conscience, then we begin to feel concern. Any law or judgment which fails to recognize this seems to me contradicts that most basic freedom and duty which we all have as human beings, namely to follow our conscience and act accordingly, and to be able to interpret the right that we have to religious freedom to the satisfaction of our conscience.